Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Dit gaan koel wees oor dele van Gauteng, mooi weer, die son skyn en warmer in Mpumalanga, die noordwes en oor die suidweselike dele van Limpopo. Pretoria en Johannesburg op na 25, Mbombela 22, Emalahleni 23, Polokwane 24 en Rustenburg op na 29 grade.
So in Centurion is daar stilstaan 'n voertuig op die N1 Noord voor ou Johannesburg weg, verkeer beweeg stadig.
Lede van die Johannesburgse nooddienste het gister die liggaam gekry van 'n 13-jarige seun wat saterdag aan 'n dam in Soweto ingeval en verdrink het. Hy en twee vriende het by 'n ou gebou in Power Park gespeel toe die ongeluk plaasgevind het. En vandag is die eerste werksdag sedert die tweepot aftreestelsel in werking getree het en Suid-Afrikaners word aangeraai om onttrekkings uit hulle aftreespaargeld net vir noodgevalle te gebruik. Die stelsel deel bydraes in onder 'n spaarpot in en 'n aftreepot met 1/3 wat beskikbaar is om onttrek te word. Maar ekonome beklemtoon hierdie spaarpot is 'n veiligheidsnet en nie 'n primêre bron van inkomste nie. Ek Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, South Africa's juniors are lighting up the athletics world at the moment. They followed up an impressive Olympic performance or respective performances with a successful run at the World Under 20 Champs in Lima. South Africa bagged silver in the 4x400 meter relay. Their final medal out of a total of seven, Bayanda Walaza has achieved a sprint double winning gold in both the men's 100 and 200 meters, while Udema Okon clinched gold in the 400 meters. JL Janssen van Rensburg and the 4x400 meter relay team both earned silver medals, and Bradley Nkwana and Hannah van Niekerk each secured silver in the 100 and 400 meters hurdles respectively. South Africa finished sixth on the table, which is incredible. The para triathlon events at the Paris Paralympics are currently underway in the men's triathlon, and they were only pushed to today after they had been postponed by 24 hours because of poor water quality in the River Seine. All 11 triathlon races had been due to take place yesterday, but heavy rain in Paris caused water quality in the Seine to drop. The events are now, as I said, taking place today, all of them. Hopefully they'll be able to fit them all in. The Springbok brand has outgrown the South African market, prompting SA Rugby's decision to close a 1.3 billion rand equity partnership with US investment firm Accolade. SARU CEO Rian Oberholzer highlighted that the box should now be viewed as a dollar brand after winning two World Cups. The partnership will also help SARU build a reserve fund, with Accolade set to acquire 20% commercial stake in SA Rugby. And it is all eyes on Cape Town for the Springboks after they won their first test match against the All Blacks on Friday. We managed to catch up with a couple of All Blacks who were out teaching kids at a clinic, and the New Zealand High Commissioner, wonderful gentleman, who was very confident that Phil Hewitt, and I hope he's listening because I did ask him, what do you think is going to happen on Saturday, Phil? Very, very confident, typical New Zealander. And this is his reply.
Can I say -2?
Oh, no, you can't. You can't. Well, thank you very much.
I think it will be very close.
It will be. Yeah. Very diplomatically done and said. Thank you so much. Yeah. And all the best for the All Blacks. Yeah. And hopefully we'll see you again over the next couple of years.
Absolutely. Yeah, and good luck to the Springboks.
So that was what he thought the Springboks would win by, -2. Very,
really?
Very funny.
Thank you. Looked like you had a good time, though.
It was a good time. It was wonderful because we had a couple of non-playing All Blacks members out at St. Peter's in a rugby clinic, and a great foundation that is just out helping kids learn a little bit more about the game of rugby. And they've got an educational bent as well to what it is they do. We've posted stuff online.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of videos, and there was a little challenge.
I loved your challenge.
Yeah, it was a goose step challenge.
The goose step challenge. I actually thought you did pretty well there.